Rebecca, she was born out in Germany as my husband was in the armed forces. There was complications with the placenta, so the choice was taken away from me. I had to go through a caesarean. My husband was due to go out to Kosovo, so he was delayed by a month. So I got him for the first month for support with my parents and his parents. They came out in teams. but in a way, I feel like that choice was taken away from me. I would have loved to have had a natural delivery, but it didn't affect the bond. You know, we're a very close family. And recovery, it was a little bit longer than a normal birth. But, you know, my husband was there, very supportive. You know, it was a good turnaround, yeah.
Because some of the women who we've spoken to have said, oh, you know, the complications with cesareans can be quite drastic sometimes. And also that recovery time that you've mentioned, yeah. Obviously you've had an operation, so it is different to a natural birth. So tell us about your recovery period.
Recovery, I found that I couldn't, you know, lift like heavy bags of washing, shopping. No problem whatsoever picking up my daughter. If I did struggle, I'd make sure I was sat correctly and Craig would pass Rebecca across to me. But I just knew my limits and I was careful. Yeah.
So when it came to your second pregnancy, the second time round, did you have both options open to you that time?
I did. My husband had come back from Iraq. He was sent on a course, found out I was pregnant. Because the course was in England, I decided to come back to the UK and we had a discussion. We found out he wasn't able to come to the birth if it was during the week. So we spoke to the doctor and he agreed on the circumstances he would allow an elective caesarean. So we were booked in for the Friday, went through in the morning. I was home Sunday, up on my feet. There was no problems, no recovery. It was perfect, really. And I loved the fact that Craig was able to be at the birth. You know, we started at the beginning. It's only fair that he's there at the end as well.
How long ago are we talking?
Harrison was born 2004, so this is 7 years ago. Obviously, things might have changed within the army. My husband's been out now 6 years, so, you know, there might be a little bit more, you know, helpful. But just on this occasion, because he was on course and it was quite important that he attended, we understood why he couldn't be there, but this is why we went down the caesarean route.
7 years ago, elective caesareans, it wasn't something that every woman was offered. You needed certain circumstances,
yes, didn't you? Yes, you did, yeah. We both went to the doctor, explained the situation, you know, and it was vital that he was there. There had to be that bond because Craig wasn't going to be around. He came up at the weekends once a month when he could with the course. So it was vital he was there at the beginning. And not just for that, but we had another daughter. We did have the family support, but it doesn't beat the mum and dad being about.
Because you could look at caesareans two ways. Some women might say that choosing your date, time and place, it isn't as natural. And that, you know, that procedure perhaps doesn't feel as natural when you give birth via caesarean. But for you, presumably the important thing wasn't the actual delivery, but having your partner there.
Yeah, my mum offered to be there, but it's not the same. And I love my mum, and if it came to it, yes, she would have been there. But I needed Craig there for the support, and it was nice, the fact that we could plan. We knew Craig was going to be in the area, and that it wasn't a last minute, you know, I'm going in and he doesn't come up until the baby's however old. So for us, that was the most important thing.
Had Craig not been in the army and been your average 9-to-5 working dad, do you think you would have still opted for a caesarean after your first one?
No. I think I would have gone natural. I watch the TV programmes and I feel like I've missed out. And that's something that I have to live with because it was our choice at the end of the day. I just feel that sometimes people don't understand the reasons behind the choice for an elective caesarean. It's too much in the media about, you know, too posh to push and things like that. But it's individual cases. I feel sometimes ashamed that I've had elective caesareans. When I'm talking to people, it's almost shunned and I get that look. So I feel uncomfortable sometimes talking about it. But, you know, there are two sides to stories, so it's good to get that out.
when you do talk about your birth, you know, if you're talking amongst your friends and family who don't necessarily know the background, do you then go into that and explain to them why?
Yes, I explain all the time. They probably think, oh God, what are we getting into? But no, I don't think people understand, you know, every woman's choice. And that was my choice and I stick by it.